Hi everybody. I'm back. I apologize for that. I guess you could call it a hiatus. Hiatus? Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a hiatus, I guess. As I said in the post just before I left, stuff was happening in my life that, well, first of all, computer crapped out on me, so, well, that would have stopped me from making audios, but even if it didn't stop me from making audios, I think I would have, taken a break there anyways, because, mental health was waning. Wasn't doing very good. Nearly did something very stupid. Yeah, I'm not gonna go into any more detail than that. Hopefully you know what I mean. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Don't know if you folks really give rat's ass, but I don't know. Gonna state it anyways. Yeah, that's kind of the worst off it's been. Was hospitalized for about 2 weeks there. Yeah. First time being hospitalized for something like this. It was a big experience. So, yeah. Like I said, even if my computer was working, wouldn't have been making audios anyways. I definitely needed the break. Not from you guys, but from everything else. Not gonna go into all the details, because a lot of it is personal information that I don't know. I don't really care about giving out my personal information online. Well, I mean, obviously, like name, address, stuff like that. Talking about stuff that's been going on in my life, you know, I don't really care. But I don't know. So I've talked a little bit about this in some other update posts. But like, yeah, even before COVID and everything shutting down, didn't really have the greatest social life. I mean, I am more of an introvert to begin with. And then just autism and everything. Just good luck. Good luck, fucko. Yeah, which is, autism is different for everybody, but my personal experience with it is that it definitely gets in the way of me being able to properly socialize with complete strangers. Like, people that know me, it's not a problem. Because I'm a little bit of a weirdo sometimes, and, you know, they understand that and just go, oh, yeah, whatever. People that don't know me, gets a little bit weird. Anyways, I bring this up because, well, with the whole COVID thing, on top of everything else, I still haven't finished with school. Main plan was to get finished with school online. Was in a specialty program that's quads. So it's to get the credits as fast as possible and be done with it. You know what I mean? I was doing pretty well. And then that's when my computer crapped out. So that whole quad, those marks, went down the shitter. And on its own, that doesn't seem like that much, but it's the fact that every time I take a step forwards to try and correct something, a part of my life that's not very good, I will almost always get a kick to the balls. The ball. One step forward, two steps back. You know what I mean? It's happened multiple times. Several this year. And yeah, just having that happen a couple times put me in a pretty bad mind space. Mind space. I had some stuff that was planned. I was supposed to be doing a special thing for Halloween. I will still be doing that. It's gonna be a little late, I say, as it's almost fucking Christmas. I figured I'd come back. Like I said, I was only in the hospital for 2 weeks, but even after getting out, and I got my computer pretty quick, you know, to try and catch up with those marks. Didn't happen. Got the new computer relatively quick. Don't think I'll be able to salvage anything off the old hard drive, which means that my personal writings, because first and foremost, I am a writer, which some of you might not know, fiction writing, that's all gone. Any audios I was working on, that's all gone. I had a cover that I was tweaking with. That's all gone. So, gonna be attempting to, get back into the swing of things. Which is kind of why this took so long, is because I didn't really know how to get back into the swing of things. just figured, might as well. Because it was, like, I've been gone for a month and a half. I figured it was time, you know? I should have probably written out, like, a script or a list of things that I should have been talking about during this. I'm back now. As a, special thank you to everybody that stuck around, you know, because I appreciate you people. I really do. Like, and it's actually kind of funny, I've gained followers. A couple people left, sure, but overall I've gained about 40, 50 followers in the month that I've been gone, which is kind of ridiculous. It's usually more than I get when I'm there, so don't know what's going on there, but thank you. Thank you, every single last one of you. Because, I don't know what else to say, but thank you. And as a thank you, it's not an audio, not yet. I haven't gotten into that yet, but just as something for coming back, I have put together a cover of a song that means quite a lot to me. I discovered it while I was in the hospital. I listened to Tool, you know, but I haven't listened to everything from them. So I'm sitting there in bed, in the hospital bed, thinking of what I'm supposed to be doing with my day. So most of the time was spent listening to music. And then I see this song called The Patient. I figured it was, as in a patient, you know, at a hospital. So I figured, well, this is relevant right now, so I play it. No, the song is talking about the virtue, patience, which was also really relevant. Because, yeah, life is tedious. You're not always going to get, you know, the happy things right away. You have to, as the song says, wait it out. To quote some of the lyrics, just for those of you that haven't listened to the song. How have I forgotten it? No, I remember. Sorry. Complete brain fart there. Some of the lyrics go. And if there were no rewards to reap, no loving embrace to see me through this tedious path that I've chosen here, I certainly would have walked away by now. And I still may. And I almost did walk away. You know what I mean? In this circumstance, walking away means doing something really stupid. And I almost did. I almost did something really fucking stupid. I need to wait it out, you know? So, I guess as a message for just life in general, or fuck, you want to make it a microcosm, just focus on this COVID bullshit, right? Just gotta wait it out. Life will go back to normal. Anyways, yeah. I've put together a cover of that because I spent a lot of the time in the hospital just listening to it on repeat. As a thank you to all of you. And before I go, sorry I didn't bring this up before. Like I said, I should have put a script together or something. A very special thank you to everyone that sent their well wishes on my update post about saying, like, I gotta go. Hold on, let me pull up the names from the people that posted publicly. There were a couple people that posted on my anonymous sheet, which, again, thank you so much. To the people that said so on the actual post itself, very, very special thank you to Bunny2899. Thank you. Thank you, Bun Bun. thank you to Chances and Miracles. And thank you to Phoenix Dragonfly. Love you, hun. That's weird, isn't it? No, that's not weird. Fuck it. Love you, hun. Thank you. Thank you for all your kind words, everybody. Yeah. I don't know what else to say with all this. I'm not very good with all, well, I was about to say I'm not very good with this mushy shit, but then what else am I good at? I can tie my shoes. All right, that's enough of this. Again, thank you very much. Wow, a complete brain fart. Good. Like I said, just repeating myself. Yeah, for those of you, like, some of you might not be into Tool, which I understand if you don't want to listen to the cover or anything. That's cool. By the way, this is specifically for people that are following me. I usually would post covers onto GD, GWM Backstage. That's usually where it goes. This cover is specifically for you guys, for sticking around. I can't make it an exclusive to followers, so anyone that visits my page will be able to see it, but it's the audience it's meant for is you guys. So, and yeah, if it's not your thing, totally understand. It is one of their less what would be the word? Violent? Not violent. Less hardcore of their songs, definitely. It's no Hooker with a Penis, you know. Hell, it's not even the most aggressive. That's the word I was looking for. It's not even the most aggressive on the album. That would have been Ticks and Leeches. Yeah, if this isn't your thing, I totally get it. And we will be returning to regularly scheduled programming soon. On that subject, at the moment, because of what happened with my old computer, I had an entire browser of tabs, like 24 tabs of scripts that I was going to use. I don't remember any of them, and there are no scripts right now, so pretty please. If there's anything you want to hear, let me know. I'll, of course, even if nobody says anything as a recommendation at the moment, I'll still post something, obviously. There's one or two that I've got here that I remember. And one of the requests that I haven't filled yet from before. So that'll all be done. But yeah, I would appreciate it hearing what you guys would like to hear. So yeah. The cat's snoring. That scared me. That sounded kinda you might be able to hear it. I don't know if the microphone's that good. By the way, you notice a new microphone? Yeah, I ordered this right before shit went down. So yeah, a little bit of an upgrade. The works. It's a Blue Yeti. It's pretty expensive, but fuck it. I worked my ass off over the summer. I can splurge. Okay. In closing, thank you, everybody, for sticking around. As a thank you, I have posted a cover of a song that means quite a lot to me. As a thank you to everyone that stuck around, and for everyone that said such kind words to me. It did help. To know that despite the fact that I'm not really going anywhere, that I'm not completely silent, on my own, there are people that hear me. And that's you. He's fucking getting louder with his story. And that's you guys. So, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys in the future. I've listened to your guys' feedback. I saw that a couple people just recently put in some feedback of the chain sounds that you'll usually hear in an audio. That would be this. This is a charm I wear. I will not be wearing it to record in the future, because yes, it is distracting. Apologies if that distracted any of you from my dulcet tones. A little loud. apologies. Second bit of feedback. Slappy noises. I haven't added those. Those will be in the future. Those will be added to audios in the future. Okay, feedback. I should have fucking put a script together. Or like a checklist of things. 20 minutes long, and I'm just babbling. Anyways. Thank you, everybody. And I hope you enjoy my third attempt at a Tool audio. At a Tool cover. First was Writing 2. I wouldn't recommend listening to that. That's no backing track, and I only end up doing half of the song. Blech. And then the second one was on my old hard drive, which nobody's ever heard. And now we have this. So, you know. Excuse me. Yeah. Just, oh, thank you. From the bottom of my fucking heart. Thank you, all of you. I don't know what I'd do without you guys. Okay. I'm going now. Bye, everybody. Kisses.